Today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa, I am joined by Vance Poulton. Vance is the Fisheries Management Technician with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and he's here to talk to us a little bit today about ice fishing. Which lakes in Washington County would you say are safe to ice fish on right now?
Well, really most of them are. Now, as late as last week, when we got into that warm weather, we were still right around 3 inches of ice, and that's pretty unsafe. While it will hold up a single person, you really don't have any kind of a wiggle room for a safety factor. If you step onto a little thinner ice in that 3 inches, you're probably going to go through it. So you really, at 3 inches, is pretty minimal. 4 inches is much safer, and that's what we recommend as a minimum, because then if you step on a thinner patch of ice, you're still probably over that 3 inches. Right now, since last Friday through Monday, we put on about 5 more inches of ice during that basically 0-degree weather that we had those days. So most places around here, you're looking at 7 or 8 inches of ice, and you're going to be pretty safe.
And what are some tips that you would have for people going out to fish?
Well, safety is always still a consideration. Even when you're thinking you're going to be on 7, 8 inches of ice, you want to drill a couple test holes before you get very far off the shoreline. The buddy system is always a good idea. If you do go out on your own, make sure you're wearing a life jacket. You're wearing some ice cleats on your boots so you don't slip and fall and get yourself hurt that way. A pair of ice spikes, which are spikes that you carry in your hand to stick into the ice so you can pull yourself out if you fall through the hole. Even if you are going out with somebody else, a good idea is to carry a length of rope of about 25 or 30 foot long, so you can throw that rope to somebody if they fall through and pull them out that way without getting too close to the hole yourself. Or if you fall through, you can throw that rope to the other guy. So that's always a consideration. This time of year, as far as the fishing goes, you're going to start out in the deeper water. The fish go to that warmer water, which is now on the bottom of the pond. And you're also going to be looking for the fish habitat that we've placed or is naturally occurring in the pond or lake you're fishing in. So you're looking for rock piles in that deeper water. Maybe that we sunk some cedar trees into those deeper sections and fighting those, because fish really don't like to just roam around on an empty bottom. They'll find some kind of a structure and stick to that pretty tightly.
And the last question I've got is the question that I'm sure all area anglers are kind of chomping at the bit to ask. How has the fishing been? Have you heard anything?
Well, it's still a little spotty. Now, part of that is because of the fact that we haven't had a whole lot of anglers out yet. Like I said earlier, middle of last week, you really couldn't safely get out on most of the ice around here. When you do finally get out, you know, this last weekend, you're looking at very cold and actually dangerous wind chills. That keeps a lot of guys from going out, too. But they're starting to get out, and it takes a couple days or so for guys to kind of locate where those fish are setting in that deeper water and finding them. So it's been kind of hit and miss. Guys are doing okay if they can find those fish. Once they find them, they're catching pretty good numbers and pretty good size of fish. But until that point, there's a lot of guys not catching anything because they can't really find out where those fish are setting.
Again, that was Vance Poulton with the Iowa DNR. He was here talking to us a little bit today about ice fishing safety. We thank Vance for joining us today on In Touch with Southeast Iowa.